ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Makos is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz Le'ilui Nishmas Yisrael Bendit Ben Yehuda Aryeh.
Maseches Makos, Daf Yotes. The Gemara tells us that Bikurim may emosai mechayven aleihen mi sheyiru pnei habayis. From what point is there a chiyuv on Bikurim? Rashi teaches this to mean, from what point is there a chiyuv mitzvah b'dei shamayim for a zor, a non-koyhen who eats Bikurim? You know that a Bikurim is a din like truma, it's only mutter to a koyhen. If a zor, who's a non-koyhen, eats Bikurim, he gets mitzvah b'dei shamayim. And at what point does the Bikurim have to have been brought that this din should be chal? So the Gemara says, mi sheyiru pnei habayis. Now Rashi does not teach exactly what these words mean over here, from when they see the face of the bayis, presumably they face the base of Mikdash. However, earlier in the sugya, on the bottom of Yud Chesem Ed Beis, in a somewhat similar Gemara, Rashi does teach it, and some of the Achroinim make the Tzushtel, that Rashi means that over here as well. In the earlier Gemara, the Gemara speaks about at what point does a Kohen become mutter to eat the Bikurim. A Kohen is supposed to eat Bikurim. At what point is it become mutter for him to eat? So the Gemara says over there, in the bottom of Yud Ches, that if you're talking about Bikurim that don't have a Din Kariya, because it's after Sukkos, and there's no Din Kariya after Sukkos, so then, from when it reaches Mishayiru, Panei Habayis, then the kind of allowed to eat the Bikurim. And Rashi teaches that over there to mean once it gets into the Azorah. So it's in the Azorah, it's facing the base of Mikdash, and once it's in the Azorah, the Kohen could eat it. Likewise, the Chazanish makes a Tzushtel, and he says that Rashi means that over here as well, and Rashi is going to explain the Gemara over here when it says at what point does the Bikurim have to have been brought, such that Azorah is going to be Chayav Mitzvah de Shamayim, death at the hands of heaven, if the Azorah would eat it, that Mishayiru Panei Habayis, which Rashi is going to teach the same as he teached before, says the Chazanish. Rashi's going to understand it to mean the Bikurim has to have been brought in the Azorah. If Bikurim was not brought to the Azorah yet, then the Zor does not have any Mitzvah de Shamayim if he would consume it. The Gemara says, what Tana does that follow? So that goes like Rabbi Eliezer, who says that if the Bikurim are Miktsasan b'chutz Miktsasan b'fnim, so I got Bikurim that are part in and part out, presumably according to this Pshat, they're part in and part out of the Azorah, in the entrance way, some are in, some are out. So those Bikurim that are outside of the entrance of the Azorah are kechul mechol devrehem, and there is no, in our case, there is no mitzvah shemayim for the Zorah who consumes them. Those bikurim which are befnim in the Azorah are kehektish lechol devrehem, if it didn't like hektish, in other words, that they have a true chalois din bikurim lekabei this, that if a Zor would eat it, he get mitzvah shemayim. So that is a Tana, a Rebbe Eliezer, who supports the member that we taught. The Ritva on this Gemara says that really we ought to have a possible issue with the sugya of Eged Kli Shemei Eged in Masechta Shabbos on Tzadik Dalet. The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos has a machloikis of Eged Kli Shemei Eged. The case over there in Shabbos is where the person is doing a hoitzor, for example, he has a whole basin full of produce in his house. It was just a yochid. He brings the basin partly out into the highway, which is right outside of his house. That's Rosh Hashanah, and he's over on Hitzah, and he's chayav for Hitzah. What happens though if the basin is part in and part out? So that although some of the payrois have already had a Hitzah done on them, they're mu'ugud with an eged kli to the remainder of the keli, which is partly inside. Eged kli shemay eged, according to Waman Da'ama, we say that it's all considered mu'ugud, it's all one, and consequently you're not over on Hitzah, even though the part that's outside, because it's one that which is inside. If you hold Eged Kli Shmei Eged, says Ritva, I ought to have the same problem over here, contrary to the Poshashat of the Gemara, because I have Bikurim that are part in and part out of the entrance of the Azorah, presumably they're in one big Keli, part of them are in, part are out, and if I hold Eged Kli Eloi Shmei Eged, if I hold Eged Kli Shmei Eged, then even that which is in is still Mo'ugah joined up to that which is outside, so it's not fully in, and we shouldn't kick in the din that it's considered to be Chayav Aleihem, and if Azorah eats it, you get Mishdei Shamayim, Ritva says Enachanami, you have to say that our Gemara is going like the Manda Amr and Shabbos that holds Eged Kli, Loi Shemei Eged, and don't worry about the fact that the Keli is part in and part out, because I'm going with the Manda Omar, that the Keli doesn't join it. I look at each and every piece of produce, in this case, each and every piece of Bikurim, unto itself independently. Or, says Ritva, I can make a Dochei Pshat in this Gemara, and I could say that they were talking about the Bikurim were in two Kelim. The Gemara is not so mashma like that, but I could say that in two Kelim, one Keli is fully in the Azorah, one Keli is fully out. The one that's fully in, that's the one that kicks in and is chalan at the din that Yechai of Aleihem, if Azor would eat it, he gets the Mitzvah de Shamayim, because it's obviously no Eged Keli, since there's two separate Kelim, one in and one out. That's how the Ritva learns the Gemara. The Orchlaner is Mo'er al-Pizeh, according to this, that there is a problem with the Rambam, because the Rambam in Masechta Shabbos and Tzadik Daled does passing an Eged Keli Shmei Eged, so he considers it to be an issue if you're taking the Keli out and there's produce in the Keli, and part of the Keli is already out on the highway, and that produce, there's some produce that's in that part, and nonetheless we passing according to the Rambam's Tzak, like that man, the Omer and Shabbos, that you're not Chayev, because it's still Mu'ugah to the part of the Keli that's still within the house. Over here, however, it says the Orchaner, there's a problem because the Rambam does not mention at all that we're talking about Shnei Kalim. There's no mention at all. Obviously, it's not the Pashtus Hasugya. They say we're talking about two different Kalim. Pashtus is talking about one big Kali. And it's Masha that the Bikurim that are in. And I don't worry about the fact that Mu'uga to that which is still outside. So he leaves it with a Ha'ora that we come up with a problem with the Shitas HaRambam based upon how the Ritva stole Su and compares the two Sugyas, and it makes a comparison to the Eged Kali Shmei Eged over here as well. Chazon Ish, however, goes a drop a lot further, and the Chazon Ish writes that he says that this Ritvah Tzustel, the parallel he draws from Eged Keli Shmei Eged, is Tzorochian. He says Ritvah, it's Lonis Parish, what the mocker of this Ritvah is. Ritvah needs a source to Shtel Tzu and combine the two Sugyas, and as he says, he would say the Pashtus would not apply Eged Keli Shmei Eged to our Gemara, and even I hold Eged Keli Shmei Eged to Masechta Shabbos, and they're all joined, and it's not fully in the highway, and you're not Chayev, nonetheless, I would not have a problem over here. Those produce, those Bikurims that are in the Azora are fully Chayev, if Azora would eat them, even though it's Ma'ugud with the Eged Keli to that which is outside. Chazon Ish does not actually explain in what way, based on what Svora, he's being noita from this Ritva, what's wrong with applying Eged Keli Shmei Eged to Masechta Makkos. Obviously, it needs a Hezber. According to him, of course, the Rambam is going to be good. I don't got to worry about the Erochon. There's a problem with the Rambam. The Rambam simply will hold at the Chazon Ish that there's no comparison between the Sugyas. And in our Gemara, Bikurim, I would not worry about the fact that the Bikurim are partly in, and those Bikurim that are in, but the Ma'ugud with the Eged Keli to that which is outside, it's not an issue, according to the Chazon Ish, by Bikurim, but why not? The truth is, however, that if you look further in the Simen and the Chazon Ish there, you really see it's mashma that the Chazon Ish had an understanding of this sugya of Yiru Pnei Habayis by Bikurim that really would forestall, impede us, in other words, from implying the concept of Eged Keli Shmei Eged. And just in order to take it a moment on this point, the notion of Eged Keli Shmei Eged is a halacha on Hilchos Rishuyas. In other words, I'm saying that although in Shabbos, for example, it's very clear that the Mechayev of Hoitzah on Shabbos is the Moitzim Rishus and take the produce which was in the Rishus HaYochid, take it out into the Rishus HaRabim. If you hold the Eged Keli Shmei Eged, what I'm saying is it's not fully in the Rishus HaRabim, it's not fully in the new Rishus, because it's still Mu'ugah to the old Rishus, it's still connected to the old Rishus, it's part of one big Keli, and the Keli is partly in the old Rishus, so it's not fully in the new Rishus yet. What the Ritva is saying over here, in applying the Sugya of Eged Keli to the Sugya of Bikurim and Masechta Makkos, is to say that Bikurim is a similar concept. In other words, that those Bikurim which are in the Rishus of the Azorah have a new din that's chal on them, which is the Zohar who eats him as chabit shemayim, and therefore that's a din that's chal when it's placed in the new rishus of the Azor. And once again, I have to clear Eged Keli Shmei Eged. Maybe it's not fully in the new rishus because it's still ma'oga to a part of the Keli that's still outside the rishus. However, the Chazon Ish arguably does not learn that the sugya has anything much to do with rishus. If you think about it, Chazon Ish goes on a shver shitas harambam, which the Meforshei harambam get into over here. As we mentioned, the Chazon Ish is medayek and other Meforshim learned this way, that Rashi understood that Bikurim Becham Chayev, if Azor would eat them, he's Chayev, Misha Yiru Pnei Bayis, Rashi is going to learn, like he learns previously, earlier in the Sugya, that it means when it gets into the Azora. However, the Rambam is Mavur not like that. The Rambam speaks out in the Yad that Bikurim Achayev, Misha Yiru Pnei Bayis, the Rambam teaches that to mean when they get into Yushalayim. So according to the Rambam, you know that Bikurim, of course, are supposed to be eaten in Yushalayim. That's the Din Achilo, Bikurim is in Yushalayim. According to Rashi and the Poshachat of the Gemara, it's what comes out of the sugya is that even though they're eaten in Yerushalayim, nonetheless, of course, it first has to go through the earliest step of the process. I take the Bikurim into the Azora, I do the process, the Seder of the Bikurim in the Azora, and then it's chal on them to din to eat them in Yerushalayim. So until the Bikurim brings the Azora, according to the way Rashi learns, according to the Rashi learns, the Bikurim are brought into the Azora, they're not chal, a complete din of Bikurim and Azora, who is going to eat him, won't go be to the Shemayim. The Rambam, however, held that Riru Pnei Bayis means once it reaches the Yerushalayim. The moment the Bikurim started out somewhere else in Eretz Yisrael, it goes through the doors of the walls of Yerushalayim, and now that's called Riru Pnei Bayis, and Yechai, if Azor would eat it, he would be Chai Mitzvah Yerushalayim. How did the Rambam read the words Riru Pnei Bayis if he understood it to mean Yerushalayim? Doesn't it mean the Beis HaMikdash, facing the Beis HaMikdash, the Azor, like Rashi learns? So the Kesef Mishnah says, rather startling toichek over there, says that the Rambam understood Yeruv Pnei Bayis means that it faces the homes of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim has many homes, hundreds of homes that are in Yerushalayim, and once it sees the homes, so to speak, faces the homes of Yerushalayim, that's cool, that it's Yeruv Pnei Bayis, and therefore it's going to be chayev. If a Zohar would eat them, he'd be chayev. Obviously, the doichek in this case of Mishnah, Fasteitzuch, is that there's no significance to the fact that it faces these homes of Yerushalayim. The homes of Yerushalayim have no significance in themselves. It would appear to be a lishna bialma, just an expression that the Gemara uses, according to the case of Mishnah, and what it really means is that it got into Yerushalayim. It's into Yerushalayim, and now it's chalad din bikurim, as Zohar eats it, he's chayev misa, but not the significance to the etzem Yeruv Pnei Bayis itself. Chazanish argues on this case of Mishnah, and for, obviously you could see how the case of Mishnah is madchik the words of the Gemara. Now Chazanish argues, and he writes, that the Rambam understood that Yeruv Pnei Bayis means, the word bias means the base of Mikdash, the same way the other Meforashim learned. The only thing is that the Chazanish, that the Rambam learned that the moment that it gets to the doors of Yerushalayim, so that it no longer has the walls of Yerushalayim, so to speak, separating between the Bikurim and the Bnei Samikdash. The Moshel, when the Bikurim is still out of Yerushalayim, there's a separation between the Bikurim and the Bnei Samikdash because the walls of Yerushalayim are separating. But now that it went into Yerushalayim, I no longer have the Choymes of Yerushalayim separating between the Bikurim and the Bnei Samikdash. So the Rambam understood that the moment they got into Yerushalayim, the Bikurim are already called Yeru Pnei Bayis, facing the Beis HaMikdash, get a shem of facing the Beis HaMikdash the moment that it's in Yerushalayim, and consequently the Rambam held it's chalam that the din of Chayov and Aleim, if a Zohar would eat it, he'd get Misa Yedei Shamayim. Very interesting Chazanish, but what you see from the Chazanish is that he understood that Yeruv Pnei Bayis is not a din of Rishus. No one's going to suggest that the entire Yerushalayim is somehow the Rishus of the Beis HaMikdash. Tainach, the Azora, is the Rishus, it's the Azora of the Beis HaMikdash, it's the Rishus of the Beis HaMikdash, but Yerushalayim as a whole and its totality is not the domain of the Beis HaMikdash. This is just a new din, according to the Chazanish, that the moment that you got into Yerushalayim, so you no longer have the choyma of Yerushalayim blocking, so to speak, obstructing between the Bikurim and the Beis HaMikdash. You're now within the walls, so you, so to speak, at that moment, you're called facing the Beis HaMikdash. Anybody inside the walls of Yerushalayim, according to the Chazanish's Rambam, is called that he's facing the Beis HaMikdash. If that's all that it takes, it's a special new din, you got to be facing the Beis HaMikdash, it has nothing to do with Hilchas Rishus, and consequently, you could really understand where Chazanish is going to be noita from the Ritvo. In other words, let's spell that out. The Ritvo draw the comparison between Eged Keli, Shmei Eged, and Masechta Shabbos, and he says you'll have to hold the same here. If you hold Eged Keli, Ligabi Shabbos, you have to hold of Eged Keli, Ligabi Bikurim. The Bikurim are part in and part out of the Azora, and we're going to say that it's still Mu'ugur, it's still connected to that which is outside the Azora, it's not fully in the Azora. Well, let's say I'll go in the Rambam Shita. Am I going to say the same thing, or this Ritva's idea? This is Bikurim are partly in and partly out of the entranceway of Yerushalayim, the doors of Yerushalayim, part in and part out. Would you say over there also, Eged Keli Shmei Eged? According to the Chazanish, arguably, you certainly would not. Because Yerushalayim is not the Rishus of the Beis HaMikdash, it's a din that it's facing the Beis HaMikdash. So Tainach, if I'm being done in Hilchos Rishuyos, is this entity in fully contained within this new Rishus? The answer is, if I hold Eged Keli Shmei Eged, it's not fully contained in the new Rishus. But according to the Chazanish's understanding, that's not the deal in our Gemara. We're not being done, is it fully contained in the Rishus of the Beis HaMikdash, or fully contained in the Rishus of the Azora? And let's say, according to the Rambam, it's a din in Hilchos Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim is not called the Rishus of the Beis HaMikdash, it just has to be facing the Beis HaMikdash. Well, for that, it could be done on each and every piece of produce independently. And that produce, that Bikurim, which is inside of the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, is facing the Beis HaMikdash, even if it's Mu'ugur to a Keili, which is partly outside the walls of Yerushalayim, that doesn't make a difference. It still has this quality of facing the Beis HaMikdash, because the halacha, the determinant halacha here, according to the Chazanish, is not that I'm in the domain of the Beis HaMikdash the way it is according to the Ritva, but rather a special that I have to be facing the Beis HaMikdash, I don't got the walls of Yerushalayim blocking me. And the truth is, once the Chazanish understood it that way, you could say the same thing he would learn that way in Rashi. Let's say Rashi will hold that it's a question of taking it into the Azora. Well, let's say the Bikurim are in a big Keli, it's only partly in the Azora. Well, even according to that, it's a halacha in facing the Beis HaMikdash. The Azora here, the din of being in the Azora, is not because it has to be contained within a domain of Rishus called the Azora. It's a din of facing the Beis HaMikdash. And according to Rashi, that doesn't kick in until you're in the Azora. Okay, but once you're in the Azora, so that produce, that Bikurim, which is in the Azora, is facing the Beis HaMikdash. I don't worry about the fact it's Mo'ugah to a Keli that has other stuff that's not. not yet facing the Beis Hamikdash. So you hear where the Chazon Ish al pi Darkoi will be noita from the Ritva, which he does, and to say that I'm not going to apply the sugya of Eged Keili in our Gemara. The Oroch L'Ner learns Rashi differently for the Chazon Ish, and the Oroch L'Ner has a big chiddush to say in our Gemara. Again, we mentioned that the Gemara starts by saying Bikurim me'emosai mechayiv and aleihem misha yiru penei habayis. At what point I'm going to be chayiv on Bikurim once they are yiru penei habayis, which, let's say, according to the Poshev Shat, goes on the Azora, it enters the Azora. According to the Rambam, means that it enters into Yerushalayim. Now, the Oroch L'Ner points out that Tosfos, which is printed on the bottom of Yechesem Beis, says that the word Bikurim me'emosai chayiv and aleihem actually has two different applications. Me'emosai chayiv and aleihem means, number one, Zor Misa, and number two, Kaihein Malkus Chutz L'Choyim. So, two things that Tosfos picks out, two halachos that it's negated to. One is, a zor who eats bikurim is chayim mitzvah shamayim, a death of the hands of heaven, like we said. Another halacha is that a kohen who's supposed to eat bikurim, and he's allowed to eat bikurim, he can only eat it inside the walls of Yerushalayim. He's not allowed to eat bikurim, taking him out outside Yerushalayim. That's a loisa saying, a kohen can't eat bikurim outside of Yerushalayim. So both of those tudim, says Tosfos, both of those loisa says, and both of those onshim, those were those punishments, only going to kick in once the Bikurim gets into the Pfnim before Azor. Like Tosfos speaks out, Tosfos is Befeirish, once the Bikurim are in the Azor, we kick in both of those halachas. Neither halacha kicks in before that. So if a kohen will eat the Bikurim outside Yerushalayim, but has not yet been brought into the Azor, he wouldn't get the Loisase, the kohen would not get the Malkus. You're not going to can't do that, but he wouldn't get Malkus. If the Zohar would eat Bikurim before it's been brought into the Azor, the Zohar would not get Misidei Shemayim. So there's a two nafgeminis ramifications that are both chal, based on this Gemara, once the Bikurim reaches Re'a Pnei Abayis, which is the Azor, like Tosfos says, and they are Zohar, getting Misidei Shemayim for eating it, and Koyim for eating a Chutz L'Choyim. Aruch L'Ner is a kasha on Rashi, why Rashi only picks one of these two dinim. Rashi only says, like we said before, that Bikurim Emes HaChayov Aleihem is Zor Ha'oichlon gets Misidei Shamayim. Rashi leaves out the other nafkamina, which is in Tosfos, which is that if a Kohen would eat it outside Yerushalayim, he would get Malkus, and Rashi doesn't mention that at all. And Aruch L'Ner feels that this is very schwer. He says he feels you can't be Madchik here, and you can't say Rashi's Lav Dafka. There's clearly some reason why Rashi left out the halacha of a Kohen being Chayav Malkus for eating Bikurim outside Yerushalayim, only after the Bikurim got into the Azor. That's definitely a true din, and why did Rashi leave it out? Of them, Zokta Oroch L'Ner, interesting and remarkable thing. He says that his opinion is actually far from clear that the Chazon Ish assumes in the Das Rashi that Rashi learned, Nishayiru Pnei Habayis means that the Bikurim gets the dinim kick in, the chiyuvim kick in, once it reaches the Azor, like Rashi said before, Benegir to when a kohen could eat the Bikurim once it reaches the Azor. However, the Oroch L'Ner says not so simple. There's no explicit Rashi here that talks about when the real Pnei Abayis is, and therefore he says we have to examine this on our own, and Zok to Oroch L'Ner the following rather interesting shtickle Torah. He says, actually, let's figure this out. What is this halacha that Azor cannot eat Bikurim? What is it based on? What's the basis of this then, that Azor can't eat Bikurim? Well, we know, the Chazal tell us, that it's based on the fact that Bikurim is called Trumas Yodecha. Bikurim is equated to Truma. Trumas Yodecha, the Truma that you bring with your hand, that you carry with your hand, and that's Bikurim. So therefore, since Bikurim has a Shem Teruma, that's why Azor cannot eat Bikurim. Now, Zok to Oroch L'Ner, what is the specific connotation of the word Yodecha in the phrase Trumas Yodecha? So he says on this, if we look very carefully at Rashi and Tosfos in Yevamos and Gimel, we see that Rashi and Tosfos argue about this. What is the Yodecha in the word Trumas Yodecha? How does it imply Bikurim? Rashi Shita, which Rashi speaks in Yevamos and Gimel, is that Bikurim is called Trumas Yodecha because the Pasuk says that if the Bikurim is too... Sorry, because it says Vesanto Batene Vholachta al Hamokam. That's the Pasuk. It says you take the Bikurim, you put it in the basket, Vesanto Batene, Holachta al Hamokam Ashayivchar Hashem. So that's the concept of taking it in your hand, carrying it, in other words, and going and carrying the Bikurim to the Beis Hamikdash. So the Bikurim is called Trumas Yodecha. Tosfos, however, hold a different source. The Bikurim is Trumas Yodecha because the Pasuk says when you get to the Beis Hamikdash, to Azora, Veloka Hakoyhein Hatene Miyodecha Veinichoy Lifnei. Zokt of them Oroch L'Ner. Well, according to the Shitas Rashi, the concept of Truma being called Kukurim being called Trumas Yodecha is based upon the pasuk V'santa Batene V'Holacha L'Mokam Asher Yivchar. That means that the key here is that Bikurim is taken to the Mokom Asher Yivchar. What's Mokom Asher Yivchar? That's Yerushalayim, the city that Hashem selected for Himself. Mokom Asher Yivchar. In contrast to that, the Kohen's then to eat the Bikurim is based upon the fact that the Kohen Kohen perform the Seder HaSiyas Bikurim, which is done in the Azorah. Kom Tachoy said, according to Rashi, these two halachos logically ought to be triggered at two different points. The halacha that the Zor cannot eat Bikurim, that's based on the Shem Trumas Yodecha, and the Shem Trumas Yodecha is Mavur in the Pasuk, the way Rashi learns it, that Trumas Yodecha is based on the idea of taking it to the Makom HaShiyivcha Hashem Elokecha. That means that once it reaches Yerushalayim, it has a Shem that it was taken to the Makom HaShiyivcha, which is Yerushalayim, and according to Rashi, it would make sense that the Din Truma, which offers it to a Zor, is chal on it at the moment that it reaches Yerushalayim. However, the Kohen's Din that he has to eat it, and in Mela his Din that he's not allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, which is a corollary of the Din that he eats it, and he cannot eat it outside of Yerushalayim, those dinim kick in only after it gets into the Azorah. And Mela, according to Rashi, these are going to be two different steps, at which point these dinim will be chal. The Din that the Zor can't eat Bikurim is going to be chal, and he has a loisa say and a lisa shemaim, that's going to be chal when it hits Yerushalayim. But Masha'en can, the din of the Kohen that he eats Bikurim and he has a loisa say to eat outside the mikdash, outside Yerushalayim, that's going to be chal when it gets into the Azorah. That's all according to Rashi, Zokter. Masha'en can, according to Toisus, that holds that the Shem Trumas Yodecho is based on the pasuk of Lokach HaKohen HaTen HaMiyodecho, which takes place in the Azorah. In the Azorah, the Kohen takes the basket from your hand. So Melo Kum Tochoy said, according to Toisus, the Shem Trumas Yodecho is based upon the fact that it gets to the Azorah and the Kohen takes it from the Yodecho, and that's the Siba for the label of Trumas Yodecho. So therefore, according to Toisus, the Zor's din that he can't eat Truma is also based on the Azorah, just the same way that the Kohen's din that he's supposed to eat the Truma in Yerushalayim and not eat out of Yerushalayim, also likewise based on it having brought to the Azorah. Kum Tochoy said, the Rashi and Toisus L'shitosam. According to Toisus L'shitosam, all the dinim of our Gemara all miyusa together on the fact that the Bikurim got into the Azorah, and Toisus correctly understands, he learns up the means when it gets into the Azorah, it faces the base of Mikdash, it gets the Azorah, and Toisus Taka says very well on the bottom of Yechazan and Bain that that's negea both to the Azorah getting me to the Shemayim if he eats it, and to the Kohen that he has a loisa say to eat it outside of the Yerushalayim. All those dinim are triggered according to Toisus by having been brought into the Azorah. Mashenk, and according to Rashi, these two dinim are triggered at two different moments. The Zor is din that he has a lois to say and a mishte shemaim to eat the bikurim. That's chal once he eats Yerushalayim. That's the mokum hashayivcha. That's Yerushalayim, and that triggers the din of the Zor getting mishte shemaim for eating the bikurim. Mashenk, and the Kohen's din that he gets a lois to say at Yerushalayim is triggered at a later point in time when it gets into the Azorah. And Meiluzot Archlenei Rashi al Pidarkoi learned up this sugya bikurim me'emes hachayov and aleim. Rashi teaches to mean that the Zor who eats it gets Misa. He learned up Yeru Pnei Abayis like the Rambam that it means that it reached Yerushalayim. Rashi over here doesn't speak anything out. Rashi earlier by the Kohen eating it says that the Kohen didn't eat it as Chal when it reaches the Azorah. That's true, Zok to Orchaner. But here we're discussing the Zor as Halacha, and then according to Rashi's understanding, the Vomis will be triggered at an earlier point in time, the moment the Bikurim hits Yerushalayim. So Mela, that's why Rashi L'shitosoi couldn't learn that the Gemara is discussing both the halacha that a Zor gets Misa and the halacha that a Kohen gets Malkus for Eitzer Yerushalayim. The Gemara is not discussing both because those dinim are triggered at two different moments, and the Yeru Pnei Bayis of Ela Gemara Rashi and the Sukkah was the earlier moment when it enters Yerushalayim, like the Rambam, and that din is only negay according to Rashi to this din of a Zor getting Misa. The other halacha that the Kohen is going to get Malkus for eating outside Yerushalayim, that's not triggered by entering Yerushalayim, like we said, that's triggered by having entered the Azor at a later point in time, and that's not the subject matter of this Gemara. That's why Rashi al Pidarkoi learned this sugya specifically, that it's only negaya Yeru Pnei Abayis, and according to the Orchanei Pshat, Yeru Pnei Abayis had ended Yerushalayim, and at that point, the Zor would eat it, he would get Misa. A little later on the Omud, the Gemara discusses, how do we know that a person cannot take up Meisav Sheni Bizman Hazeh, in other words, Bizman Hazeh is no Beis HaMikdash, he can't make Meisav Sheni Bizman Hazeh to Yerushalayim and eat it. And the Gemara goes through different Yafuses, the Gemara suggests maybe I could learn it out of Bikurim, just like you can't take Bikurim Bizman Hazeh to Yerushalayim and eat it, likewise, You also can't take my sasheni, b'zman hazeh tishlam and eat it. And the Gemara says it's not a good limud, because you can make a pircha, you could refute it. Mala bikurim, that there are ta'unim hanocha. Bikurim is unique, it has a severity, it has a din that you have to place at a hanocha in front of the mizbeach, and you don't have any parallel to that by my sasheni, so therefore bikurim is especially severe. Taizah speaks out, and the Ramascha Mala Hatzara Shova, that the kavon of this Gemara is obviously that the person designated my sasheni with mafesh my sasheni in today's times, it got a kedusha of my sasheni, and he wants to take the Yerushalayim and eat it, and you cannot do so because there's no base of Mikdash. Likewise, says Tosfos, also discussing a person that's designated Bikurim, it got a Shem, a Chalois Shem Bikurim, a din like Truma, got a din of Bikurim, and he wants to take it to Yerushalayim and have the Kohen eat it, and we're saying you can't do that, Bizman Hazeh. Zok Tosfos, if that's so, we must say that the case was that the Bikurim had been Hufrishu Bifnei Habayis. In other words, that we mafrish the Bikurim before the Churban, right before the Churban, you mafrish the Bikurim, so the Bikurim was Chal, it took effect, it had then the Beis HaMikdash became Chorev, and now you want to eat the Bikurim in the Mokum of the Azora. You want to bring it, you want to eat Yishalayim after the Churban and Bayis, and you can't do that because once there's no longer a Bayis, you can no longer eat the Bikurim. We are not talking, says Tosis, about a scenario in which the individual was Mafish Bikurim with Man Hazeh. There's no Bayis, and he was just going to head today, and he just goes to his feeling Mafish Bikurim. That's not the case of the Gemara. Why? So Tosis, because of the near, you would not have what the Gemara clearly is going on, which is that it has a Shem, a Chalois Shem Bikurim, it is Bikurim, just you can't eat it, you can't have the Kohen eat it in Yerushalayim. Rather, the Din Bizman Hazeh is that Afroshas Bikurim, the designation of Bikurim Bizman Hazeh, is not even Chal at all. It doesn't take effect, it stays Chulin Gemurim L'chol Devrayim. And that's not the discussion now, Gemara. So we must say, therefore, that this Gemara is talking, it was Mafresh the Bikurim when there was still a Beis HaMikdash, and the Bayis became Chorav. Now, Taisa does not bring any source for his flat out assertion here that if you mafish bikurim in today's times, that it's not chal at all, and it has an einam kadoshin klal v'cholin heim. This brings a riot to it from a Mishnah, to be sure, that to bikurim is man hazeh, don't get a kedusha, but he does not explain what the source for this might be in the Torah, what the sheirish hadin is, that if you mafish bikurim is man hazeh, then it has no chalois. And the MSC achrayim bring down that they do find in Chazal two different mekoyros for this, based on drashos. One of them is a tesefta in Masechet Shkalim, and the other one is a sefri. Two different mekoyros that are different in Divrei Chazal for the fact that if a person is mafish bikurim in today's times, it wouldn't be chal at all. The tesefta in Masechet Shkalim says, "Mipnei ma omru bikurim ein noyeng elo bifnei habayis." So the tesefta is saying, "Our din the bikurim only apply bifnei habayis because the pasuk says, "Reishis bikuri ad mascha tavi beis Hashem alokecha." Zok the sefri calls manchi yesh l'habayis yesh l'bikurim. Ein l'habayis. So here we have a drasha in the words Tovi Beis Hashem Alekecha. Only if there's a Beis HaMikdash is Bikurim. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Bikurim. This is one source for the notion that apparently there's no Kedushas Bikurim at all, even if you mafish it in today's times. A different marker for this, which is brought in the Achronim, is a Sifri in Parshas Kisovoi. And the Sifri says this then based upon a different source in the Chumash. The Sifri says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yankiv Oimer, V'hinach toi lifnei mizbach Hashem Alekecha. You take the Bikurim and you place them in front of the mizbeach, and on that the Sifri says, "Kol zman sheyesh lecha mizbeach, yesh lo bikurim." If there is a mizbeach intact, then there is bikurim. Kol zman she'ein lecha mizbeach, ein lecha bikurim. If there is no mizbeach intact, then there is no bikurim. So this is a different source. The Tosefta learned it out of Tovi Beis Hashem Alekecha, and the Sifri learns it out of V'hinach toim lifnei mizbeach Hashem Alekecha. Now the Sefer Gur Aryeh Yehuda from Menachem Zemba discusses this Sifri, and he says that you should not think that the kavanah of the Sifri is that since the pasuk says v'hinachto lifnei Hashem alekecha, you have to make hanocha in the presence of the mizbeach. So therefore, if there's no mizbeach, you can't make a hanocha in the presence of the mizbeach. Hanocha is ma'akev, like the man the Omer. We had the shaila obviously yesterday and today whether hanocha is ma'akev. Going that hanocha is ma'akev, and therefore consequently, you had no way to make the hanocha. It's going to be impossible for the bikurim to be bikurim. That's how you could limit. He says that's actually not correct. It's not the pshat in the Sifri, because he says actually there's a Mishnah at the end of Shkolim in which this din that Bikurim is not Kodesh Bizman Hazeh is given a name of a Tana. It's Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says that Bikurim is not Kodesh Bizman Hazeh, and he says actually Rav Shimon doesn't agree with the din that Hanocha is Ma'akev. Rav Shimon holds Ein Hanocha Ma'akeves, and therefore you really are not able to learn Pshat in this Sifri that it's based on the fact that I must absolutely have a Hanocha. Without a Hanocha, the Bikurim is Nishkin Bikurim. It's not correct because it would never explain Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Lishitasa doesn't even hold that Hanocha is Ma'akev. The reality is, the Achronim get into a little bit a discussion of whether Shimon necessarily holds this way. The Gemara Nefer Beferish gets into that. In the earliest sugya on Daf Yud Ches, yesterday's Daf, the Gemara discusses Rav Shimon, and it mentions Rav Shimon holds Kriya Ma'akeves. That's what it says. Rav Shimon holds that the Mikri Bikurim is Ma'akev. It never says Beferish black on white, where Rav Shimon holds about Hanocha. However, there is a Ritzvah over there that does suggest, based on his Cherbin of the Gemara, that he suggested it could be that it's Mavur, that Rav Shimon holds that Hanocha is not Ma'akev. The Ritzvah has a suggestion like that on one side. So you do have a possible in the Ritzvah that Rav Shimon will, in fact, hold Hanocha is not Ma'akev, which is what the Gurari Yehuda of Menachem Zemba says. If Rav Shimon holds Hanocha is not Ma'akev, we're not able to learn Pshat in the Sefri that the reason why Bikurim is Manhazeh is not Bikurim is because you can't do a Hanocha. So what? You can't. I mean, the Maisa, even without a Hanocha, the Bikurim should still be Bikurim. So the Gurari Yehuda actually has two stolim on this. One side is that the Sefroi is just the Gzeiras HaKosav in the name of Mizbeach Hashem Alekecha. Pasav Yinichol Lefnei Hashem Mizbeach Hashem Alekecha. Even if Hanocha is not Ma'akev, you have to have the Cheftor in the Beach. If there's no Mizbeach Hashem Alekecha, then you can't have a Cheftor or Bikurim at all. And the Bikurim are not Bikurim. It's just the Gzeiras HaKosav in the din of having a Mizbeach. That's one side of the Gurari Yehuda. The other side of the Gurari Yehuda is that you need Royal Hanocha. Now, even though I don't necessarily hold that I have to have Hanocha itself, that's a machlokes in the Gemara like I had yesterday in the whole sugya. However, you'd still at least need roi lahanocha, and therefore, consequently, without any roi lahanocha, it's not going to be bikurim at all. That's the other side of the Gra Yehuda. I don't want to mention, by the way, this is actually a chiddush which needs some hisboininess, because although you do have this yesterday, we discussed it, and you have a whole sugya of roi labila, that which is not roi labila, bila's makeves, there is certainly a notion that we find by certain mitzvahs and certain dinim that I have to have at least roi to do activity X, even if the activity itself is not ma'akev, to be roy, you have to be roy labila, and without it, you're not going to have a mitzvah at all. That may be so, but over here, we're not just discussing whether the mitzvah of Bikurim is performed, but whether the chefza is a chefza of Bikurim altogether, and whether the kaddish is a kaddush of Bikurim. And we're discussing over here a new din, which is that if man hazeh, if a person designates Bikurim, it doesn't even get a kaddush of Bikurim, and that goes really well beyond what you necessarily see in the sugya of roy labila. We're saying over here there's no kaddush, the Bikurim is not even a chefza of Bikurim at all, so you have to be done. It would be a chiddush to say what the Gra Yehuda says, that since it's not roy Hanocha, therefore what? I mean, you want to say, therefore I have no mitzvah is one thing, but to go beyond that and to say that therefore the Bikurim itself is not Bikurim at all, and it's Chulin Gemurim, Mamish and Azor could eat it, that would certainly be a very big Chiddush. I mean, that is the Drosha of the Sefta. As I mentioned before, you have another Derech as well, which is, I'm sorry, that's a Sefri. And there's a Sefta in Shkolim, says a different derech, a different drasha. It's based on Reishit Bikuri Ad Moscha, Tavi Beis Hashem Alekecha, calls me young man, she yeshlecha bias, yeshlecha bikurim. Ein lecha bias, ein lecha bikurim. Now there is a Sefri de Verav. Sefri de Verav, by the way, is one of the classic Meforshim on the Sefri from Reb David Pardo, the great Sfardish Agoin, one of the great Achroinim who wrote on a lot of Perushim on a lot of different things. So he has an extensive Perush on the Sefri called Sefri de Verav. And Reb David Pardo over there discusses this machloikis and droshes between the Tesefta and Shkolim against the Sefri. And he suggests why the Sefta's drosha of Tovi Beis HaJalekecha may be insufficient according to the Sefri, whereas the Sefri need a different drosha from Mizbech Hashem Alekecha. What's insufficient? Why would we not be maspik the drasha the sefta of Tali Beis Hashem Alekecha? So if them zok the sefri de veirav of the parado that we know that we have machlokes in the Gemara, there's a man the Amar in different place at homakriv and after pishein bias that even without a base of mikdash you could offer kabbonis as long as I have mizbech I could offer kabbonis without a base of mikdash. Kum techoy is according to man the makriv and after pishein bias zok there the ruah din over here even if it says by bikurim Tali Beis Hashem Alekecha fine but if I homakriv and after pishein bias I could have this whole seder of CS Bikurim even without a base of mikdash, and consequently the drasha of the Tesefta and Shkolim will be insufficient. It says base Hashem Alekecha, but we have a sheet of Makriv and Alpishain Bayez. That's why the Sefri had to find a different drasha in its opinion and say it's based on Exeus HaKosev of Mizbech Hashem Alekecha. Now the truth is, I mentioned that this Sefri de Veirav above the Parado is actually very big Chiddush, because granted it's a man of Makriv and Alpishain Bayez, but maybe with a pasuk that's black on white Tovi base Hashem Alekecha, the whole notion what it mamish the seder hadin in the mitzvah in the Chumash is Tavi Beis Hashem Alekecha. So who says that that could be fulfilled without a bias? I mean, granted, by other kabbonis, the halacha is you take the carbon and you offer in the mizbeach, etc., etc. So you hold a kriven afal pesha and bias, and it works. But here it said mamish beferish in the Chumash Tavi Beis Hashem Alekecha. It could be the mekriven afal bias won't do you any good where the pasuk itself says Tavi Beis Hashem Alekecha. So this is a questionable assertion of his that that's the weakness, that's the weak point of the Tesefta's Rasha as comes from the din of mekriven afal pesha and bias. In fact, I grant a saw in the Gvuras Yitzchak Yitzchak on Shkolim from Yitzchak Sorotskin that he's done on a very similar din to our Suya, that he's done on the Rash Cirilio, which was one of the classic Meforshim in Yerushalmi Shkolim. And the theory of Yitzchak Sorotskin with Yitzchak is done on the fact that the Rash Cirilio independently examines two different dinim. Number one, one halacha, that you can't bring the Bikurim Bizman Hazeh. And number two is that if you're manfish Bikurim Bizman Hazeh, it's not chal. Those, by the way, those two dinim are the same two dinim that Tosis is discussing in our Gemara, like we mentioned before. Those are Tosis' two dinim. The Rash Cirilio examines them independently, based on the way he understands the Yerushalmi over there in Shkolim. One halacha, that if you're manfish Bikurim, let's say when there was a bias, you can't bring them when there's no bias. That's A. And B, the second din of Tosis over here, if you're manfish Bikurim, so the Rash Cirilio Pidarkoi learns that if a manfish bikurim when there is a bias and you want to bring him there's no bias, you can't. He says because the bikurim needs tnuf of a korban. Okay, this is a chiddush. What he works with over there, bikurim has to have tnufa, like we mentioned yesterday. You have to lift them up in the zora, and you have to have a korban. That's a halacha that we learn out of psukim in Masechet Bikurim that you accompany it with a shlamim. So he says since bikurim needs tnuf of a korban, and they can't have that when there's no base of mikdash, so therefore consequently when there's no bias, you can't bring the Bikurim. Okay, that's a chiddush of the Rash Cirilio. But then the Rash Cirilio says independently, well, how do you know that if you mafish Bikurim with man hazeh, then they're not Bikurim. It's not even chal at all if you mafish them when there's no Beis HaMikdash. And that he brings it to Sefta's Drosh, the Sefta in Shkolim from Tovi Beis Hashem Alekecha. Only if there's a bias, there's Bikurim. If no bias, there's no Bikurim. So the Gvuras Yitzchok over there Shteltzuch on these two different stikluch in the Rash Cirilio, and he points out very similar to our discussion, that the Rash Cirilio has two completely different dinim. One din is if you are mafish bikurim when there's a base in mikdash, it gets a halois kedushat bikurim. It's absolutely kodesh with a kedushat bikurim. You want to bring it now, but unfortunately, base in mikdash already with choruv, and you can't bring him now. But that the Rash Cirilio says because bikurim needs tnuf of a korban. So therefore, those are the din of the seder asiyas a mitzvah of bikurim. And if you can't have tnuf of a korban, he's saying you can't perform the mitzvah of bikurim at all, and you're stuck. That's if you mafish the bikurim when they were kodesh, when there was a base in mikdash. Second seder halachas of the words Yitzchak. What if you mafish bikurim with man hazeh? And they're not Bikodesh at all. How do you know that? Then, Dr. Rash Cirilio, that's why I have to the Seftas din of Tovi Beis Hashem Alekecha. Only when there is a Beis HaMikdash, so then it's going to be Bikurim. When there's no Heft of a Beis HaMikdash, Dr., then it doesn't have a Shem Chalois Bikurim at all. It's not even Chaladin Bikurim Bechlal. And it seems that the words Yitzchak is saying the same thing that we're saying based on this to Sefta. The Pshan is that the Gzeta Sefta is saying a Gzeira Sakosa. Not a question of Makriven Afapisha in bias. You know, is there a Din and Hakrova that can be done with a Beis HaMikdash? Over here, the Torah itself is saying Tovi Beis Hashem Alekecha. They have to be brought in the presence of Beis Hashem Alekecha. It has to be doable. If you are being mafish Bikurim when there is no concept of Tovi Beis Hashem Alekecha, there's no Beis HaMikdash, then the Bikurim don't get a Chalois of a Kedushat Bikurim at all. Now the Gemara asks a little later on, we mentioned before, we have a possibility in this Braisa in the Gemara to be Shmuel, that how do you, of learning out, how do you know that Maisa Sheini cannot be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten Bizman Hazeh, is no Beis HaMikdash? And the answer is, we're suggesting, it's learned out of Bikurim, which cannot be brought Bizman Hazeh and eaten in Yerushalayim without a Beis HaMikdash. We said on that, a Pircha in the Braisa, Bikurim Atunim Hanocha, and then Mochoma, they need Hanocha. The Gemara asks, why don't you mention Bikurim as Mochoma, because it's Taun in Kriya? The Bikurim has to have a special Mikra Bikurim, a recital, which Maisa Sheini does not have in a parallel to that. And the Gemara comes out after the Peshach of Atanya here, it comes out that not every Bikurim in fact needs Kiriya, because we have Ika Bikuri HaGer, that there's Bikuri HaGer, a Ger brings Bikurim, the Ger does not do any Mikra Bikurim, because he has a Smaif Megzeas HaKosiv, he has to say Hashem Ishbata, Hashem La'avoseinu, and you have to say La'avoseinu, a Ger cannot, Nishba Hashem La'avoseinu, the Ger does not have any La'avoseinu, because his Ovois are not the Ovois of Klal Yisrael, he just became a Ger, and consequently the Ger is a Smaif from Mikra Bikurim, so because not every Bikurim has a Mikra Bikurim, we didn't discuss that as a pircha in learning out from Bikurim to Maaser Sheni. So it's Mavur in our Gemara. The Gemara accepts, as soon as it's a given, that a Ger does not have Mikra Bikurim because he's not able to say Nishba Hashem La'aviseinu. Itzvo over here as an Arichus is a very important discussion in the Rizvo. Itzvo writes that if you were just paskin up the Pashtus of the Bavli, it would seem to be very, very clear, based on our Gemara, that a Ger is not able to make the Mikra Bikurim because he cannot say La'aviseinu. However, Zokt of them, the Rizvo, that although that's the Pashtus of the Bavli, we need to examine it carefully, because the Yerushalmi and Masechet Bikurim say that. The Yerushalmi says, although there is a Mishnah Zok the Ritva, the Yishalmi has a Mishnah in Besechta Bikurim, Ger Mevi Ve'enoi Koire, the Eino Yocholoyma Asher Nishba Hashem La'avi Seinu. It's a Beferish Mishnah. Of them, Zok the Yishalmi on that Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda argues on that. Tony Bishin Rabbi Yehuda, Ger Atmoy Mevi Ve'koire, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Ger could make the Mikra Bikurim, Matam, because on Avram Avinu it says, Ki Av HaMoin Goyim, Nisaticha, that Hashem says to Avram, you're the Av HaMoin Goyim, which means, Chazal say, the Yerushalmi says, L'sho'ovar, you are Av La'arom, V'ato Av L'chol Ho'olam Kula, it's Avraham. Originally, you were Av, just Avraham, and now you're Av of Kol HaMoin, Av L'chol Ho'olam. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds that Ger could say La'avi Seinu, because Avraham is the Av of all of the Gerim, he's Av HaMoin Goyim, and consequently, he actually could recite the Mikra Bikurim, and the Yerushalmi said, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Omer HaLocha, K'Rabbi Yehuda. We actually paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and Ger could say La'avi Seinu. The Chendas HaRamban says, Ritva, that we go like the Maskonas Yerushalmi, and that's the Das Raboisai as well of his Rebbe's at Ritva, Halachas Rekab Yehuda, and like the Das Yerushalmi, that a Ger is Mevi Vekoire. Zok to Ritva further, Vechain Be'emes Haminog Poshut Be'Yisroel. There's a Minig Poshut. Now, how do you have a Minig Poshut in a Zach that's only Negate Bikurim? The answer is, Zok to Ritva, it's not just Negate Bikurim. This question of whether the Ger is able to call the Ovois Aviseinu is Negate Tilchas Tfilah. Because actually, Zok there, if you look over there in Mesechta Bikurim, it's Mavur in the Mishnah in Bikurim, then the Mishnah says that a ger cannot say la'avoseinu, so he has no mitzvah of mikra bikurim. The ger davens in a tzibur, he says he doesn't say la'avoseinu because it's not his voice. Avram Yitzchak Yankov is not his voice. He says la'avoseichem. He davens alone and he can't say avoseichem. He says la'avoseichem. That's what says in the Yerushalmi. And yet we know, Zok to Ritva, that the minig is absolutely clear. The minig by us is clear that the gerim, when they daven, they didn't do any of that. The ger mispalo is la'avoseinu. Oilam always davens like Avoseinu, Ki Yisroel Gomor, and that's definitely like Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda says that a ger could say about Avram that he's Avoseinu because Avram is Av HaMoin Goyim Nesaticha. So it's clear that the minig of Klal Yisroel is clear, and that's the psak of the Rishon and the Ramban and others. They paskan like Rabbi Yehuda in the Yerushalmi. What are you going to do, factor it with the fact that El Gomor in the Bavli, which Lachor is usually Iker against the Yerushalmi, and the Bavli over here appears to indicate that we actually go the halacha that a ger is not maybe v'koyri. The Gemara says Bistoma, Dr. Ritva, that we are forced to learn that our Gemara, Gemara is not going lahalocha. What the Gemara means to do over here is, since the brisa that is going on is quoting Rabbi Yosi, who's quoting Rabbi Shmuel, and we know that these Tanoim, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shmuel, they hold like most Tanoim hold the Masechta Bikurim. We are kimlon, we are familiar, we know this, that they hold like most Tanoim hold that a ger cannot say la'aviseinu and cannot be koire the Mikra Bikurim. So therefore, the Gemara, since it's going in Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shmuel, and the brisa here, it assumes as a given that a ger, according to them, will not be able to make the koire. However, lahalacha, we go like the unique opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, even though he's against most days, we go like him, that's the din, and we go like Rabbi Yehuda, and a ger is made the koire, and our Gemara is not negel lahalacha, you're forced to say, says Ritva, not negel lahalacha, it's just going in the das of Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shmuel, who are the authors of the brisa in our sugya. Since that's the minik pashut of Klal Yisrael, that the ger says la'avoseinu in davening, this is how we have to learn, even though afal piece of a doichek tzas l'sugi d'hocha, even though it is somewhat of a doichek in the sugi over here. Likewise, same thing is true, says it's all going to get to benching, berchaz amazoin, that they say shel chaltal aviseinu, it's chamda toivachava, and the ger does not have any problem saying aviseinu, and that's the minig poshet of Klal Yisrael. Ah, you're going to ask, one last kash effect of it's all, you're going to ask that teinach Avram is called Avamoin Goyim, Avram is called Avraham Avamoin Goyim, but they say l'aviseinu, it's not just Avram, that's a question of Yitzchak and Yankov as well, and l'chol, we don't find anywhere that Yitzchak and Yankov are called the obvious of all the gerim, so it's vaitashver, how could a ger say l'aviseinu? And for the Ritva, a somewhat unclear answer, the Ashla Loimar de Kimlon, that we are familiar, we have some kind of a Messiah, the Kulu Ovois Kechad Ninu, could the Iskit become a Duchti? Very interesting thing. The Ovois are Hukash, I mentioned, they're juxtaposed together in many places, and therefore, whatever quality we find in Avram, we're assuming is shared by Yitzchak and Yankov as well. Therefore, if Avram is called the Av of all the Geirim, Afheim, likewise, Yitzchak and Yankov as well, Anasu Av Legeirim Ke Avram Avinu Olav Hashalom. That's the end of the Ritva. Very, very curious that Yitzchak and Yankov as well are called Av of all the Gerim, even though there's no explicit source, but since we find that by Avram and the Hukash to Avram juxtaposed in different places, so they as well are called Av HaMoyen Goyim. This is the Shitta of the Ritva. Now, the Hemek Dov of the Netziv in Chumash, in Breishis, brings down this Ritva, and he writes the Ritva is very dochuk. He says that this notion that Yitzchak and Yankov should be called the Av of all the Gerim just because they find
them hookahs and juxtapose in different places is a big toichek. If really it's true that Avraham has a unique quality, he's the first geir, he's the earliest of all the geirim, he's the Av of all the geirim, the Tenach, that's Avraham, but the Yitzchak Yankiv, they don't find that. And if there's no source and no reason to assume that Yitzchak Yankiv have any such role whatsoever, why should I say it just because they're listed together with Avraham in a bunch of places in the Chumash?
Because of this, the Emek Dover learns a curious chiddush. The Emek Dover says that Avraham is called Av Hamoyin Geirim, Av Hamoyin Goyim, does not mean that Avraham is the Av of all the Geirim. As Zok there, Avraham the Emes was being a Geir Geirim earlier in life, before he was called Avraham altogether. In the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, he's called Avraham, and he already have the Nefesh Asher Osu B'choron, which Rashi brings down, Avraham is Megair the Anoshim, etc. Avraham has Geirim before that. Av Hamoyin Goyim, the Satichah, which is a new quality that Avraham gets when he gets called Avraham, is not just based on the fact that he's Megair and he teaches Torah to the Geirim, and they have a sense like Yisraelim, like Yidden, but rather Zokti Netziv that Avraham gets a role, a broader role, klape the gans kind of all the umos ha'olam b'chlal. They ask to teach them the deos amitios, to teach them emun of Hashem, to reject the emun and the oiv the geluim and the getchkis which they used to believe in, and traditionally mayim b'Hashem. And the Netziv is mayrich to bring out this point that Avraham has this role of teaching the das Hashem, the emunah Hashem, to the ganze klal of all the umas ha'olam b'klolos. Zokt the Netziv that role that Avraham had was given over to Yitzchak and Yankiv as well. That's what Netziv says. And Avraham and Yitzchak and Yankiv, all of them taught the das Hashem and the emes emunah in the Eibishter to ganze kind of all the velt b'klolos. And therefore, consequently, it's poshit that Avraham has this role and it's taken on by Yitzchak and Yankiv, and that role is the role that gives him the shem of the Av Hamoyin Goyim. Now, I wanted to mention that this is the Netziv Shita, a very, very interesting Shita, that he says that Avraham is the Av of the Geirim, not because of any Geirim particularly. He's really the Av of all the Goyim in the world, but Klolus, he teaches them all Amunah B'Hashem. I wanted to make 2 points. Number one is that the Rambam is actually mashma like this. It's a Chiddush, and it's against the Ritvo here, as we said, but the Rambam in the Mishnah in Bikurim over there, when he discusses this notion that Avraham is the Av of all the Goyim, Av of all the Geirim, etc., Av Hamoyin Goyim Nesaticha, and the Rambam says over there, Allah shine, that now you're Av L'chol Ha'olam, Zok the Rambam upnei zeh yochol kol geir loymer ashenishpal avisayinu why lefi she'avram hoya av lechol ha'olam lefi shehu limdom emuna. So the Rambam actually speaks out kamat beferish what the Netziv says, that Avram is the av lechol ha'olam, the av of the whole world, because he teaches them emuna. He doesn't say that Avram was megayer geirim. He says he's the av of the world because he teaches them emuna, and this really a riot in Netziv. The other point I wanted to make is that the Rambam in the first paragraph of Hilchot Avodah Zorah actually says that Avram taught emunah b'Hashem and rejection of the getchkes to tens and tens of thousands of people, and he says Avram gave it over to Yitzchok, who also taught to the world as a b'klalusoi, the Rambam says emunah b'Hashem, etc., and Yitzchok gave them over to Yankiv. The Lashon is a little unclear by Yankiv, because the Rambam says over there that Yankiv teaches it to his children, so that's a little less clear. But upon him, it is mavur in the Rambam over there, this notion of Avram having this role which he gives over to his children, likewise that they should be teaching the klalus of the world in its entirety, the emunah b'Hashem. Now, Be'emes, according to that, really makes a big difference, Kipshutai. The Tzvo over here is learning that Avraham is the Av of all the Geirim, whereas the Pashtas, according to the way the Netziv and the Pashtas that Rambam and the Perish Mishnayos, it really should come out of Avraham as the Av of the world as a whole. It's not just a question of Av to the Geirim. And Be'emes is an Afgamina, Kipshutai. If you, for example, in Shulchan Aruch here, in Simon Reishi and Zion, there's a halacha in the Shulchan Aruch based on the Tur, that a person who's Nodar from Mizera Avraham, okay, so a person is Noidar from the Zera of Avraham, what's it then? So that's what it says. A person who's noyder and neder from the Zera Avraham is Aser in Yisroel and Geirim, and he's Mutter in Umas Ha'olam. Now, it's a Chiddush. How do you know he's Aser in Geirim? Are Geirim really called Zera Avraham? So the Taz over there, Steltzuch, what is the mocker of this Shulchan Aruch? The Taz says it does not have a clear mocker. That's what he says. The Torah says it, but that doesn't have a clear mocker. How do you know this thing that Gabi Nidorim, if you noyder from Zera Avraham, it includes Geirim. However, the Taz says, although it doesn't have a clear mocker, we find the same thing in Hilchos Brachos and Hilchos Tefillah. A Geir we paskin could say alakei avoseinu, because it says Av Hamoyin Goyim Nesaticha, so the Geir says avoseinu. And Meila, who had done over here, we steltzu, just like you find over Brachos, we say the same thing over here, but again too, the Neder, Hilchos Neder, that the Geir is included in the Zera Avraham, because the Zera has Misyachas to Avraham as avoseinu. That's the Taz. The Pekei Yosef over there takes this Taz a step further, and he says, although the Taz says it has no clear mocker, the emes
says there is a Makar in the Perish HaRosh and the Sugya Nedorim Daf Lamed, where it speaks about Hilchos Nedorim and the implications of different expressions about Zera Avram and other expressions. So the Rosh over there on the side of the page says, Gerim Nami Beklal Zera Avram. Ninu Gerim are included in Zera Avram. The Chol Shoimre Toiro Beklal Zaro Yehem Ki Hu HaYatchilo LeGerim. Like it says, Av Hamoin Goyim Nesaticha. So the Rosh actually speaks this thing out on the side of the page, Mesechta Nedorim, that all Shoimre Toiro are included in Zera Avram, including Gerim, because Avram is Tchil LeGerim. What I just wanted to point out was that this works very, very well according to the Derech, that Avram, Av Hamoin Goyim, means he's the Av of all the Gerim. And that actually is what the Rosh seems to say Beferish over there in Nedorim. And this way you have the Psak of the Rosh, the Psak of the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, that a person that is Noyder from Zera Avram is going to be Osir in Gerim and Mutter in Goyim. But Shenkin, the Pashtus won't work that well according to the Nitziv and according to the Pashtus of the Perish of Mishnayos, because they don't have anything special about Gerim. They learn Av Hamoin Goyim means Av Avram, the Klalusa is the Av of all the Goyim. And if that's the case, a Grada, a Ger, was a Goy, and he doesn't have any problem calling Avram Aviseinu, but that's not a product of the fact that he got a Chalois Shem Ger on him. It's just that Avram Klal is the Av of all the Hamoin of the Goyim. He has to teach everybody Amuna. If that's the case, then you're really not going to yield this din of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rosh that a person is native in Zer Avram is specifically also in Gerim and Mutter and Bnei Noach, because Gerim specifically are called Zer Avram because of Avram and Goyim. That is based on the other Havana that the Zer Avram, the Aviseinu that the Ger says specifically, is a notion that Avram is the Av of the Gerim, Gerim particularly, like the Rosh says, the Av of all the Shomri Toiro, because he's Tchil the Gerim, like we said, specifically Shomri Toiro and Tchil the Gerim, and not just Beklolos, that Avram is the Av of all Goyim who are Maminim in the Eibishter. On Amud Beis, the Gemara says that Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Yochanan, Meiser Sheni, Me Emosai Chayovin Olav, Mishero Penei Choymo. At Meiser Sheni, at what point to get a Chiyuv? Which Chiyuv, by the way? So, with regard to Meiser Sheni, we're talking about the Isser to eat Meiser Sheni outside of the walls of Yerushalayim, and it's a Lois HaSein, you get Malkus for that. Fashteitzuch, don't get confused. Till now we're discussing Bikurim, which is only Mutter to a Kohen, and also Lagamri for a Zohar. Now we change the subject on Amud Beis, we're talking about Meiser Sheni, which of course is Mutter to a Zohar as well, but he has to eat it in the Azora. He gets a Lois HaSein, Malkus, if he eats it outside the Azora, in Yerushalayim, again, Malkus eats it outside Yerushalayim, and that Lois I say only kicks in, it's only chal when it enters the walls of Yerushalayim. My time, so the Gemara brings a drasha from a couple of psukim, and we learn out that in other words, the concept there is the moment it enters Yerushalayim, when it's actively activated the din to eat it in Yerushalayim because it entered the walls of Yerushalayim, now it's actively activated the din that the lois has to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. However, if it did not get even into Yerushalayim in the first place, then we have the drasha telling me I didn't yet activate the lois hasei, and there's no malchus and the lois hasei to eat the mais hasheni out of Yerushalayim. Of them flecked the toises over here on the Amud Beis. If that's the case, is there any issa whatsoever at all for a person to eat mais hasheni before it entered Yerushalayim? It sounds great, you know, maybe just eat the mais hasheni at home and you don't get any aveira whatsoever. Perhaps the whole issa is only after Yerushalayim, which would be very strange. Is there really no issa at all flecked toises to eat mais hasheni when it hasn't yet entered? So toises has an important chiddush. The toises is vaday lekolav. The truth is, there's no lois hasei. The lois hasei is only triggered once it enters Yerushalayim. However, aval asei ikah, there is an asei which is mandated, mechayev. I have to eat my sasheni only in Yerushalayim. I have to take it and eat it there because the chiv v'tzarta kesef biyodech. In other words, that the my sasheni, the person. It's heavy and it's too much to take, so he redeems it onto coins and he takes the coins in his hand. In other words, that you have to redeem the Ma'aseh Sheni, put it onto cash, get the cash to Yerushalayim, and then after redeeming the Ma'aseh Sheni, I could eat out to Yerushalayim. The Mashmois is that if I did not redeem the Ma'aseh Sheni onto the Kesef, then it's going to be also. So there is an Isra say that the person violates if he eats the Ma'aseh Sheni, it has not yet been brought to Yerushalayim. But the Loisa say with the Malkus, that only kicks in if the person brought the Ma'aseh Sheni already into Yerushalayim. That's what Tosis explains. Rav Chaim Brisker uses this Tosis to say a very sharp word to Miyash of a difficult opinion brought in the Shitun Kobetzes in Bar Matzia Daf Nun Gimel. The Gemara in Bar Matzia Daf Nun Gimel is mavur like this. Let's say I have a pachos meshava pruta worth of Ma'aseh Sheni. A small quantity of Ma'aseh Sheni is worth less than a pruta, and it falls into an admixture, a taruvis of chulin. So I have an admixture of pachos meshava pruta of Ma'aseh Sheni and the admixture of the chulin, and mavur in the Gemara that there's no way to redeem this Ma'aseh Sheni, even if it's out to Yerushalayim and has never been brought to Yerushalayim, it cannot be redeemed, and as a result, since it's impossible to redeem it, it doesn't have a din of a Devashishim
matirin to aser the taruvis. You know the halacha is if something could become mutter, you could redeem it, for example, then an aser the taruvis, even a menud amount. However, over here, this pachter pruta of ma'aseh sheni that fell into the taruvis cannot be redeemed b'shum oifen. Why? Because in and of itself, it's less than a shava pruta, and less than a shava pruta can't be redeemed. You can only redeem onto cash. You have to redeem onto a pruta. Less than a shava pruta by itself can't be redeemed. However, the Gemara says they also cannot take a quantity of money, of ma'aseh sheni money, and join it up with the pachter pruta of ma'aseh sheni, or I can't take a quantity of ma'aseh sheni and join it with the ma'aseh sheni and the taruvis and redeem them together. I can't do that. Why? Because d'oraisa v'derabanan lemitztarfi. So I can't make it one big thing and redeem them all together because one's d'oraisa and one's d'rabanan. What does it mean one's d'oraisa and one's d'rabanan? So Rashi and most Rishonim learn that what it means is that the ma'aseh sheni that you just took on the put on the side of the taruvis, that's d'oraisa. It's in d'oraisa to redeem it. The ma'aseh sheni that's in the taruvis, since on the Torah level it's bottled because it's found to roiv cholin. So even on the rabbinical halacha, we're clearing to say that maybe it's aser the taruvis because perhaps it's ma'aseh sheni, it's yeshlamatir, and etc. But at least on the Torah level, it's surely bottled. So therefore, the raisa v'derabanan lemitzdarvi. That's how most Rishonim learn that the ma'aseh sheni that's in the taruvis, the ma'aseh sheni that's after the taruvis, cannot join up to machal the two of them together onto cash because of the fact that what's in the taruvis is bottled on the Torah level and therefore not mitzdarv to the raisa. However, the Shinto Gobetz over there, B'shem the Ravid, quotes one day in Rishonim that says has nothing to do with taruvis. The reason why it's called the Raisa and the Rabbanon is because what in the taruvis is a pachasher pruta, which is intrinsically called the Rabbanon, since it's apparently only an issa the Rabbanon to consume it outside Yerushalayim. Since it's less than a pruta's worth anyway, it's apparently only an issa the Rabbanon to consume it outside Yerushalayim, and that cannot join up with the quantity of ma'aseh sheni that I place on the side over there, which is more than a pruta's worth, and therefore as a din deraisa, not the outside Yerushalayim. In other words, according to this sheet that brought down in the Shigim Bet says, the vort over there has nothing to do with admixture, it's nothing to do with taruvis. The vort is that a pachasher pruta's worth of ma'aseh sheni outside Yerushalayim is intrinsically only a drabanon, and therefore doesn't join with a large quantity of ma'aseh sheni, which is deraisa. The Ravid brings this thing down in the sheet over there in Bamatzi, and he's matmi, and he says, how could anybody say such a thing, that a person is what is on Torah level, he's totally mutter to eat ma'aseh sheni outside Yerushalayim, there's no din and the rachal on it just because it's less than a pruta, it's only drabanon. How could anybody say such a thing, Zokte? And the sugya on the very bottom of our Gemara on Makas Daf Yutes in the Beis, and the very bottom of the Omud, the sugya seems to be before against that because the Gemara talks about a kayain who has a te'ena of tevel, one te'ena, Zokte Ravid. The te'ena is probably worth less than a pruta, and parts of the te'ena are sure less than a pruta. And the Gemara discusses the idea of the kayain separates out some truma and some ma'aser rishon and some ma'aser sheni, and then it says in the Hemshecha sugya, which is on top of the Omud Aleph, that if you take it out to the Yerushalayim and you're going to eat it, you're going to live on various malkiyos, you get various malkuses, one of which is the eating ma'aser sheni out to the Yerushalayim. So you see that even though the amount of ma'aser sheni there is surely less than a pruta's worth, it's just part of a ta'ena, part of a thing, definitely less than a pruta's worth, and it still has malkus mamish feeding out to the Yerushalayim. How could there be a shita that's going to learn here? And the Shin Gemara says the Ravin that's going to base on Mamba Metzia that a pachasher pruta has no iser outside of Yerushalayim. And this, Reb Chaim Brisker says a sharf of word to answer this question of the Ravid. As he mentioned before from Tosfos, based on our Gemara, there are two very distinct halachos of the Isra of eating ma'aseh sheni out to Yerushalayim. One of them is once ma'aseh sheni got into Yerushalayim, and then you take it out, at that point you have the loisa saying to eat ma'aseh sheni and you get malchus if you eat it out to Yerushalayim. The other, earlier din, is that the ma'aseh sheni did not yet get into Yerushalayim, but Tosfos still says that even though there's no loisa say, no malchus, we still have an Isra say learned out of its sarta kesef biyodecho that you got to redeem the ma'aseh sheni onto cash, and only then are you allowed to eat it out to Yerushalayim. You don't redeem the ma'aseh sheni, you can't eat it out to Yerushalayim, and that is an Isra say. So to B'chaim, according to that, we understand it very sharp. Why? Because the Emes is mavur very clearly in the Sugim B'Metzia that the Akamur is talking that the Ma'aseh Sheni had never yet entered Yerushalayim. That's why the whole discussion is about redeeming it. The din is you redeem Ma'aseh Sheni, has not yet entered Yerushalayim, you redeem it. The Akamur is discussing where it has never yet entered Yerushalayim at all. And the Shaila is, what's the status of the Ma'aseh Sheni that never entered Yerushalayim at all? El Gemara, on the bottom of the Omer, on top of the next Omer that the Ravid quotes, is discussing Ma'aseh Sheni that entered Yerushalayim and then left, like the Gemara speaks out. It was Ailiv Afki, the Gemara on top of the Omer Aleph over here.
And that's where the Gemara says that even with a very small, very, very small value, less than a pruta, like the rabbi's medayik, the whole thing was a ta'ena, one fig is less than a pruta, and afal pikein, there will be a malchus for eating out of shalayim. So to b'chaim, that's actually going to be very, very muzbar. It works out very, very well that one of these dinim is toloy, and whether it's a pruta or not, and the other one is not. So to because venus, you have to mizboinein, v'chayra, dini isra chila, never toloy in a pruta. I mean, I eat macholos asuris, this macholos asuris, that macholos asuris, it always goes by kazayas. A person eats a kazayas, he gets a malchus. Why would anybody think that it's dependent upon the fact that it's not yet a pruta? So the b'chaim, but that's sugya in mesechta but metzia, since it's talking about the iser of eating ma'is tesheni out of Yerushalayim, which has never yet entered Yerushalayim. And according to Toisa Payos, that iser is based on v'tzar to ha-kesef piodecho, that ma'is tesheni has to be redeemed onto cash. And if you haven't redeemed it onto cash as an iser asay to eat out of Yerushalayim, so the b'chaim, that's going to be a unique din that will depend on whether it's shove a kesef and can be redeemed onto cash. If it's a pruta and it's a din to redeem it onto cash, it has a din of its harta kesef, and you have the isra say to eat it out to Yerushalayim. Of them zok the shidin gobetzes in one side of the din b'metzia, but if it's not yet not a pruta, it's worth less than a pruta, and doesn't have a din to redeem it onto cash, so there's not chalon at the din of its harta kesef, and that's why it's only the rabbonim, because the whole isra to eat ma'isr shenin has not yet been brought into Yerushalayim is based on the isra say of its harta kesef, and here you don't have the harta kesef, it's worth less than a pruta, it's not shava kesef, and there's no din to redeem it, so Meila Zir, there's no Issa Deraisa to eat Pachas Pruta of Maisa Sheni out of Yerushalayim because of no din to poid it, and the Issa is only the Abon. Masha Enkein, the Gemara later on the Omud, on the bottom of the Omud, that's talking about, like the Gemara speaks out later, that you took the Maisa Sheni into Yerushalayim and then took it out. And that's a Loisa say to eat Maisa Sheni out of Yerushalayim, which has nothing to do with redeeming it or not redeeming it, it has no Shaykh to the din of redemption, the din of Tzarata Kesef. So Zotib Chaim, that's a din of Machol HaSasuris, like any Machol HaSasuris, and it doesn't depend on Pruta. It just depends whether you ate a kazayas or not. It has nothing to do with a pruta. And Meila, consequently, that gemara is taka very good. That gemara doesn't depend on whether, even if it's less than a pruta, like it's just a bit of a part of a ta'ena, afal pikein, you took the ma'is tesheni into shalayim and took it out, that's a regular din ma'loy saseh of macholos asuris of eating ma'is and answer shalayim, and then din is taka richtik to saying such a chayim that you'll be over on the loy saseh with the malchus even less than a pruta. If no steer to yene gemara, which alpi, the toitsis tsugang to the gemara, al yene gemara and bab metzia is discussing ma'is Sheni never yet brought to Yerushalayim, and there the Yisoid HaDin is to eat it without redeeming it, and that's why if it's a lesson of a pruta, there will be no Issa D'Oraisa to eat it before bringing to Yerushalayim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.